Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus, and I just want to say that if you haven't had your prayer time today, just turn this off. I'm afraid that some of you are typical Christians, and you are podcasting yourself to death, and you haven't spent 5 minutes of time in prayer yet today. So turn this off. I am not a good replacement for the Lord, and neither is John Piper or Al Mohler or any other podcaster out there that you just adore and romanticize over their spirituality. None of us are good replacements. I want to bring an article to you called Protect Your Kids from Tyrant Obama. This is Dr. James Dobson on the bathroom edict. Have we gone absolutely mad? He says, when I was in third grade, I raised my hand one day and asked the teacher for permission to go to the bathroom. She nodded and hurried down the hall to the door designated boys. When I had relieved myself, I headed back in the direction of my homeroom. As bad luck would have it, the doors in the hallway all looked alike, and I opened the wrong one. Two second grade girls were standing there with their mouths open in disbelief. Then they both screamed and pointed at me. The loudest one said, "You're in big trouble." The other shouted, "Get out of here." Sweet kids. I was mortified beyond belief. I sneaked back into class, looked at the floor, wondering who might have witnessed my unthinkable crime. That was decades ago, but I haven't forgotten my humiliation. The cardinal rule is that boys and girls never entered each other's private facilities. Never. How the world has changed. Who would have believed a day would come during my lifetime when boys could meander into the private sanctuary of girls' toilets, or that it could somehow be a civil right for men to use a woman's locker room and shower without permission or apology? Imagine sex-absorbed junior high boys ogling the bodies of developing pubescent girls or standing beside them in their showers. Have we gone absolutely mad? Whatever happened to modesty, safety, and Christian mores? Did it upset you when the President of the United States ordered every public school in America to open all bathrooms and its bathroom facilities, including those that are in use by a member of the opposite sex? The President's order made me furious and then sick to my stomach. How dare this man do something so audacious and unthinkable? His letter from the White House carried an implied threat to withhold federal money from local schools, which rocked the halls of public education. Who is this politician that is spending your hard-earned tax dollars to manipulate schools anyway? Who is it that is warping our children? It is Barack Obama, one of the worst presidents in American history, and it is time we stood up and said so. He, acting like a king, is wielding dictatorial powers never envisioned in the law. He is determined to change the way males and females relate to one another, and worse, how children perceive themselves. If you are a married man with any gumption, surely you will defend your wife's privacy and security in restroom facilities. Would you remain passive after knowing that a strange-looking man, dressed like a woman, has been peering over toilet cubicles to watch your wife in a private moment? What should be done to prevent... What should be done to the pervert who was using mirrors to watch women and girls in their stalls? If you're a dad, I pray you will protect your little girls from men who will walk unannounced, unzip their pants, and urinate in front of them. If this had happened 100 years ago, someone would have been shot. Where is today's manhood? God help us. Isn't it wonderful to hear someone tirade about something godly? I mean, thank God for James Dobson. I didn't have a whole lot of gratitude for the way that he seems so parachurch. That is to say, existing outside of the local church. And in some regards, I've been corrected in that it's obvious he's trying to strengthen churches. In other ways, I'm still right. He is still weak on the local church. It's unfortunate. This idea of we're coming alongside churches would be incredibly more helpful and just a tad more reassuring to me if I thought for a moment that his ministry, is monstrous as it is, not in a bad way, but is in a quantitatively, was under the authority of a church, of a board of elders somewhere in a church. But let's just be honest here. I want this guy in my team. I'm grateful he speaks for people who make up churches and ministries. I'm glad he speaks up for just simplicity. And here's what I want you to get, listener. I want you to quit playing both sides. Yet you pray for Barack Obama to repent. Absolutely. You military members, we need to be praying for Barack Obama to repent and get born again. But I have two follow-on thoughts. Number one, let's remember that Republican congressmen are complicit with a bunch of this nonsense. If you don't believe that, check out the news the other day. Over 40 Republican congressmen signed into law an executive order. I mean, you talk about yes men. Republicans, friends, some of you swear by the party. They are nothing but pensioners. They're just trying to get to that point where they don't have to do anything hard other than populate a cottage on a beach somewhere. Don't forget that. The love of money is still the root of all evil, even for unregenerate and, yes, sometimes backslidden conservatives. But let's quit playing the doublespeak. Some of you Christians out there, you think it's okay to talk positively about a man who has done more to damage Christianity? I'm talking about Bible Christianity. I don't know of a man who has done more harm. I wonder if Jesus would be any party, but I'm pretty doggone sure he would not be for rights, basically a platform, a plank in the platform of a party that wants socialism and sick, sick things happening in and around the places where our children and our spouses are existing. And then he's going to use my tax dollars. My tax dollars. He's going to use my money. It's bad enough that I have to support illegal aliens. It's bad enough that I have to support people that are going to probably have poor health because of their choices, time and time and time again. Whether it's overeating or sexual debauchery, bringing upon STDs, that's bad enough. But then to say that I have to be complicit in bribing people to, I don't understand how in the world I can even look at this with a grin. This world needs judgment. And I pray for the sake of God's elect that he will withhold his hand of judgment. I pray for the reaching of God's elect. 2 Timothy 2:10, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You mark her down, friend. God's biggest concern on planet Earth today is his glory through his elect. If it were not for that, I would do unspeakable things in anger and payback if I didn't know that King Jesus was taking notes and holding things off. Think about how angry God is right now with the White House. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm quoting from Revelation 22 there, and maybe it would be good for the listener to see that that is within two or three chapters of Jesus coming, and what is he doing? He's coming and filling a valley with blood. So when you pray for the coming of Christ, you are praying for the womp stomp of planet Earth. Don't you ever forget that. All wickedness shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the imprecatory prayers of people who understand God's plan for the ages. And I ask daily, as those under the altar did in the fifth seal, how long, O Lord, how long will you not avenge the blood of your people? If you, as an unsaved person, don't have the decency to demand morality out of your White House, well, at least see that you cannot possibly coexist in this society with those who are given to wickedness. This is Pastor Bill. You join me on the desperate end of prayer, and thank God the Lord cares for his people. Witness to who you can, and squeeze your children, and love your wife, and protect them, and make choices that make making harder choices easier.